Give me liberty, or give me death. A dire proposition so singular in its intent. These words echoed the sentiments of our founders with a patriotic fervor, perhaps unparalleled in message, that the whole of America would rather face its demise than exist without freedom, that in the absence of liberty, our country would be unable to stand, or worse, stand for nothing. With the fire that history knows well, our founders forged a future wrought from the shackles of oppression and born for the virtue of equality. So when the question is asked whether the America we live in today is the one our founders envisioned, I respond with an adamant, no, not because we failed to uphold our founders' beliefs or strayed from the path they intended, but quite the opposite. I say no because we've surpassed their vision and continue to grow at an unfathomable rate. Because for as much as our nation was formed on the ambitions of Washington, Jefferson, and Franklin, it's become larger than simply those names. As Americans, we've taken up the mantle that is the American dream, and each generation has built upon it as the founders themselves did centuries ago. Our country may have started with the Constitution in 1787, but it now has 27 more amendments, guaranteeing that what's right is upheld, even as we uncover what right really means. From Martin Luther King Jr. and Susan B. Anthony, who fought for civil rights and women's suffrage in the 1900s, to the Black Lives Matter and feminist movements of today, our actions reflect who we are and what we choose to stand for. That isn't to say our nation has no faults. We've faced gross racial injustices, innumerable inequities, divisive questions of generational impact. Our oceans are still rising, our people are still suffering, and all the while, we still wonder whether tomorrow will bring worse horrors than today. But it's the fact that we can confront these realities that I truly believe in the inexpressible potential of our nation. There have always been, and always will be, proud individuals ready to take a stand, to voice their opinions in the name of reform, justice, and equality, to bring light back into the shining city upon the hill. The spirit of America has persevered and been changed by that perseverance in ways that our predecessors could never anticipate. Nowhere is this better felt than in the words of former President George H.W. Bush, who proclaimed that this nation, this idea called America, was and always will be a new world. Our forefathers aspired for the skies of freedom, yet we've reached the stars of innovation. Today, our country is an ever-changing symbol of opportunity, a frontier waiting to be explored, and perhaps most importantly, a nation of possibility, open for anyone willing to embrace it. Doctors, custodians, entrepreneurs, politicians, teachers, and veterans. This is America. Not just freedom and liberty of the past, but resilient souls bound together by the common drive of the present. Our founders couldn't have expected, believed, the true depth of character present in the American people today, nor the rich diversity in which our values now preside. To an extent, even I can't believe it. In these past months, our country has been torn by the immense crisis of pandemic COVID-19. However, amongst the panic and fear, there was a national movement of indefatigable perseverance. First responders, citizens, leaders, all on the front lines giving back by any available means. Before my eyes, I saw what our founders wanted and strove for, a more perfect union. But to me, it was more than that. More than political unity, I found social solidarity. America confronting a worldwide situation with the tenacity simply indescribable from the confines of the speech. And for each man, woman, and child, it was actualized change. Of the people, by the people, for the world. And so, to those ends, I return to the seven-word phrase of Patrick Henry. Give me liberty, or give me death. A dire proposition so singular in its intent, yet no longer applicable to America today. Because despite its proud history, America is dynamic, unable to be defined by a single vision, but rather a radical culmination of those who have lived and those living now. In the sentiments of former President Bill Clinton, it is the eternal destiny of America to remain forever young, always reaching beyond, always becoming. And so, this nation, this idea called America, will never cease to defy imagination. Thank you.